peasant girl.
She has a perfect faith.
So do I. In you and in what you believe. I've been an eager student, but I've held back from the final ceremony. And now, I'm ready to join you.
Now, truly realistic women are. Finally, you are ready to dare the most terrible rites and incantations to secure your position. I wonder if she is ready.
7 to 10, office man.
Zone.
25.
Back of the hand or forehead?
Will it wash off?
No, it's permanent.
Back of the hand.
Put her right there. I'm not afraid to be a good citizen.
Name?
Ernie Gebhardt.
Address?
1334 East Oak Park.
Zone?
Zone 50.
One last time, I have to see this grave. It's beautiful, as if nothing had happened to it.
Righteous government,
Cut. Soon they will tear down the main house.
Lord, come on, proclaim that righteous
government. Except for the
Lord.
I grew
up
in a town nearby, where my father was a man.
We break the power of the devil in this nation.
It was built by
the name of Jesus. It's gone.
Shut it out!
We had never seen it. And he never left us. Until the day before Christmas in 1950, we finally did come back. All of us believed that his death was an accident. No one knew that another person had come to Butler House that
day. Let him simmer you in the Holy Ghost.
God touched you tonight. I want to hear about it. Somebody come tell me what happened.
Pray it out, Tori.
Pray it out.
Deputy Coroner of the County of Arlington, State of Massachusetts. I hereby find, upon evidence of an autopsy conducted by the medical examiner of this county, that the deceased, Wilford Butler, died as a result of burns inflicted accidentally upon himself on his own premises during the afternoon of December 24th, 1950. No further inquiry shall be held over the body of the deceased. And this inquest is officially closed.
If that was any example of Dr. Lavender's professional standards, his shingle should be hanging by a mighty thin thread. He'd even give malpractice a clean bill of health.
Come on. You gonna sit here all day?
What's the matter?
Yeah, put your clothes on.
I made up my mind to get even, alone. I didn't even know how yet. But one thing I'm sure, I had to let things out so they'd keep in touch.
What the hell is with you?
The best way was to pretend I enjoyed it.
Christ, what you've done to my chest?
Oh, well, we have to.
Yeah.
Hurry up. I'll drive it to your place.
Why are you looking so sad? Didn't we have a good time together?
What?
Was it really that bad? Couldn't it have been that unpleasant?
You didn't look too glad a short while ago.
My poor baby. Looks to me you don't know anything about women. What I like best is to be forced into it. There was life as it was before, and life as it is now. I couldn't concentrate on my work anymore. It came back into my mind again and again. I felt a wreck. But one thing kept me going, the idea I'd get back at them. I had to find a way to get even. And then one day, that's it. I knew what I'd do to them. Castrate them like
Maya.
Like the animals they are. I worked everything out in my head.
Honey,
I had to be ready for them when they call.
You haven't said anything to me all day. For the love of God, will you please tell me what you're thinking?
I didn't have to wait long. A few days later,
it's so sad.
I'd just come home after biology class.
What
are you
thinking?
Well, what are you thinking about? All right. What are you thinking about Cherry Pop?
Hello.
It looks like blood.
That's a pleasant surprise.
I think it looks like blood.
As it happens, I was thinking
no,
about
No, I think it looks like cherry pie.
What do you mean, come the way you are? It's the first part of the ride. Can't miss it.
Now doesn't it look like blood?
Sure, we'll have a ball.
No, it looks like mashed up cherry pie.
I poured a powerful sleeping potion that managed to get into the vodka.
A man wanted a body for money and she rejected it.
Forgive me.
Go now.
But I just couldn't go through with it. He was...
I filled a glass of water.
He wanted me to do such horrible things. I just couldn't.
Stand up. Stand up. You know our laws, and you have to comply with them. Your soul belongs to the Divine One, but you must sell your body for the good of us all.
My body and my soul belong to you, Dorian.
Silence. You still don't understand the message of the Divine One. All right? I free you from your oath. You are free.
I'm coming.
You can go.
No, please. Please don't throw me out. I promise I won't do it again. Please. I thank you.
Hi. Here we are.
No, no.
All right. Yeah.
All right. I forgive you. Go and never break the laws of the divine one again.
It's cozy.
Thank you, darling.
Real nice.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's cozy. Oh,
that's a fine bed.
Hey, let's try it out right now, yeah.
What about a drink to begin?
When I first thought, I...
You like vodka, that's all?
Love it. Baba, yeah. Baba, baba. That's fine, after all.
Here's to us.
Yeah, oh.
I'll put on some music. You like
yeah.
music?
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's fine. Ah, oh. Yeah.
Down the hatch.
Cheers.
Down the hatch.
You're huh?
What are you doing here?
I'd rather roll the hay on a road.
The real creature.
Wait. I think I'll change.
Good.
And the man came out and found it.
Hey, whoop. It's my turn.
Everything, read everything, he traveled to Africa, he traveled to India, he traveled to America, he was somebody who had a voracious appetite for experience, he was trying to understand the psyche in all times and places and all locations on the globe.
Oh, you know, there were 10 years before you were the psychoanalysts.
Come to the water.
So, we'll
be a
human conductor.
Why do you want some more?
Why do any way you want? You've got it. Never lost his life long fascination.
Do what you want.
His hair was
fair
between
both the mental work and his voices. He didn't
make
the 1907.
Exciting.
And when they met, they spoke for 13 hours straight. And one of the things that came up was the occult. Jung had been a defender of Freud's sexual theory of hysteria before they met. He was a public defender of that. But he didn't believe the sexual theory explained everything. And when he sat before him and was searching out his head, he got a very, very serious expression on his face and looked at Jung and said, you must promise me one thing, dear son, you must promise never to abandon the sexual theory and make of it a dogma and unshakable bulwark against the black tide of mud. And then he hesitated and said, of occultism.
Jung refused to believe the sexual repression explained everything. And he was not allowed to get up in the cult. But Freud made certain that Jung made the price.
Jung was, at the time of his break with Freud, he was president of the International Psychoanalytical Association. And Freud did not want to leave Jung in charge of the whole shop. And so behind the scenes, in what you might call an occult practice, he formed a little committee, and he gave each one a little signet ring, and he swore them all to secrecy, and they began to plot in a kind of conspiratorial way about how to get rid of Carl Jung.
After the break of Freud, Jung spiraled into a six-year depression. He retreated to his country house in Holland. Like maybe so many centuries before, he went in search of his own philosopher's stone.
Of course, that was a mess. I don't think I'll ever get used to it. They're all people in pain, suffering. It's as if I was all alone. Completely alone. In the middle of a world that's in agony. Don't worry. I'll be right back.
Fukushima catastrophe is probably the worst nuclear disaster in human history.
You know
it's certainly worse than Chernobyl.
Billy has told me
cleaning
a lot
up
about
contamination
you.
From the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear
Billy
power plant is a bigger task than anyone expected.
Boy.
What happened on Christmas night in Lowell?
The head of the firm that owns the plant
Use
laid out his new plan to get on top of the job.
Imagination.
Tokyo Electric's president, Naomi Hirose, visited Environment Minister Hiroyuki Nagahama. He described his plan to increase the number of decontamination workers threefold to 300.
Peter was naughty, Doc.
We want to get advice from ministry officials, then dispatch experts on civil engineering and radioactivity. We want to do a good job.
He's scared.
The minister said he wants workers to be more proactive so they can make the region safe as soon as possible.
You know, the independent scientists say there's a problem, and the government and the nuclear scientists say there's no problem.
Debris from the tsunami that hit Japan last year is drifting across the Pacific. Japanese government officials say much of that debris could start washing ashore in North America next month.
It could hurl up real bad.
An estimated 1.5 million tons of wreckage is floating toward the United States and Canada. A few items have already turned up on the coastline. Scientists at Kyoto University are analyzing the debris movements. They say 33,000 tons of material from wrecked houses may wash ashore in North America by June. They say fishing boats, buoys, and other items that catch the wind are drifting toward the Philippines and could be there by February. Officials at the Environment Ministry have given the predictions to officials in the United States and Canada.
The Japanese government are trucking radioactive material from the Fukushima disaster area, where it's contaminated, all over Japan. And even as far south as the south of Japan, we're now getting reports of radioactive material being taken all the way to the south of Japan to be burned. Now, what possible reason could there be for burning it as far away as that? I'll tell you the reason. It's really quite sinister and horrifying. The reason is this. But eventually, when these children start to die from leukemia, from other cancers, from heart disease, from whatever, their parents are going to want to go into court. They're going to want to sue the Japanese government. And they're going to want to have to say, in order to do that, these children were contaminated, and that's why they've got high levels of cancer. But of course, the only way that they can say that they've got high levels of cancer is to have a control group in an area that's not contaminated. For example, the south of Japan. So I believe that the project to take this material and burn it all over Japan is to destroy all of Japan, is to increase the cancer rate in the whole of Japan.
Seems a little early to start using them, doesn't it?
Control group.
That's why Blood City was created, darling. Weed out the losers. There's a breed of people that seem to get themselves killed at the very first opportunity.
I have a pawn on my side. Seems quite promising. Subject's name is Michael Lewis, that is L-E-W-I-X.
Promising pawn. If I had a dollar for every promising pawn, I'd take you out to dinner.
Well, I just have a feeling.
You wouldn't like to put your money where your pretty mouth is, would you? I give you odds.
It's not very scientific or hygienic.
No, ma'am, it's just common sense. Let's see how your promising pawn survives Plan G1. It is now your move. 75% of all the oil
is hate Israel. What are you doing? Destroying my bathroom?
Is it any wonder that there will be a gathering in the Middle East? In fact, God tells us in Ezekiel 38:4, he says, I will turn you around and put hooks in your jaws. And I believe one day that's what God is going to do. Oil is the hook in the jaw.
What's the matter?
God is going to take the hunger for oil, and he's going to draw these nations to
the man I never saw before.
To see who can survive.
It's impossible. You're joking.
With the oil.
I'm not joking.
God said
man.
He is the one
I killed a man.
Who gave all the armies to the Middle East. And
maybe
there are some who believe that we
maybe
may this very
come and see.
Be at the beginning.
Come on, maybe you know who he is. Who he was.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about the money, isn't it?
No, I'm not going to admit.
It's all about the money. To the very end of the age, materialism will drive humanism in its rebellion.
It's too hard to explain. You won't believe us. We can't believe us.
I should decide exactly what to say.
So we have the
but I'm not going to police. I'm calling my brother.
Maybe you shouldn't call my brother. All the police.
And prosperity.
Maybe you shouldn't call anyone just now. Well, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here, and then we can decide what to do.
All of us here today. We all have to deal with this.
You mean run away?
Yes.
The preoccupation with money and material things.
You said yourself it would be too difficult to explain.
The preoccupation with money and material things. In 2 Timothy, as Paul was writing to his young protege, he spoke about the last days. This is what he said. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times
come on.
For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. And then there's almost 18
things. Good day, Milton. Are you ready?
Almost.
Then I'll have one of the girls brought to you.
Please.
It's like someone quiet, peaceful, and mystical. Being down there, but helped you to get away. It's got to be too difficult, you know. If Louis Jack was being too hard on you, if your Gracie asked too many questions, or if I was just needing a rest. So I'd go down to Hammersmith, maybe take a bus to Richmond and just read my book, or maybe think, or just do nothing at all. Sure, I heard the traffic roaring around the bridge. Sure, there was some smoke and stuff in the air and bits of litter around.
Good morning, my beauties. Have you all slept well?
You and nobody else.
Who wants to go first? The strong, silent one?
I could be just...
Or the gentle, pretty mouse?
Look at the river with...
Or perhaps the blonde whore should be first, you bitch.
There was even a tree or two on the other side. I had to go back, sure.
Karen Laverne.
But being down there from time to time...
For you, I must plan something special.
Maybe you can save me.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
When I was down there, Louis Jack was only a dream. Not a reality at all. And your Gracie might be even interested from being down there.
I don't know anything. I swear to you, I don't. Nothing.
I want to believe you. But I must have proof of that, so you'll have to convince me.
Until the precise hour, day, and month, and year for them to be released.
I'll begin with you, my little mouse. Bring her to the
side. All right, let's keep together. It ain't far. I know you're tired.
There are new things happening of a new world.
Don't be afraid.
Great. Maybe we can side the connection.
Hey, hot shot. We're out of fuel.
I know.
But where's that food that's supposed to be around here?
It's up ahead.
You said.
That's right. I say.
No. You hear that? Hot shot says there's food up there.
What are you going to do?
It's map right. Well, what the hell
is this? Higher than this.
Please, no.
That's it. Much better legs. Further apart.
No.
Now put her down. Slowly. Slowly. Relax. Calm down.
No.
Listen.
No.
The less you move, the less it will hurt.
Human. That's a very odd thing for another human being to say.
I didn't say human, Mr. Governor. I said inhuman. Lousy, inhuman bastards. And by the blessed St. Francis who loved all animals, I meant it. You see, I run a circus.
We know that. From 20 years back.
From the year, Señor Nando, when the two talking apes arrived on Earth and conceived a baby whose survival could have threatened the future of the entire human race.
Mr. Governor, it's my understanding the baby was shot dead with its parents.
Oh, so it was believed, Mr. McDonald. However, ever since this morning, I'm beginning to wonder if they shot the right baby.
The apes could have switched their baby with one stolen from a zoo. Or perhaps a circus.
But surely, Mr. Governor, you can't be serious.
Hoskins, the cassette, please. This is a recording of the recommendations made to the then President of the United States by the Chairman of the Presidential Committee.
And we believe that the male and female talking apes, Cornelius and Zira, have come to us out of the future. We believe their spoken testimony that some 2,000 years hence, their descendants will have all but exterminated the human race from the face of the earth. And we know that the female ape is now pregnant with child. The Commission therefore recommends that the birth of the female ape's unborn child should be prevented, and that both the male and the female should be rendered incapable of begetting another.
The definition, as I recall, is...
But, Mr. Governor, every zoo, public and private, was searched by the police, and every circus, including my own.
Where a small chimpanzee was found.
The only chimpanzee ever to be born in a circus, and legally certified to have been born a month,
all the way
before the talking apes arrived on Earth.
Where is he now?
Oh, I wish I knew. I told you, I've searched everywhere.
Senor Armando.
That is being raised because of the definition. That the they were using for problems. Sorcery is so widespread that it encompasses everyone from
the gamut. You are unaware of the rising tide of disobedience, outright defiance among the servant apes in our city.
Definition or
Mr. Governor,
attributes
on investigation, many of the reported offenses have been proved minor.
He physically assaulted his own master.
First of all, but only after what must have been severe provocation. The ape's entire body was covered with a series of welts and bruises inflicted by the beast,
which he no doubt richly deserved.
Recognized definition, we say,
in this book, just like that,
in the following pages.
Waiting for an ape with enough intelligence, with enough will to lead them.
Thoughts,
waiting for an ape who can think,
you are going to
talk.
Reality, you're going to create reality. And this is an old method.
Has your ape ever talked? Have you shown any signs of being articulate in your presence?
George, do you see the parallel?
Or anyone else?
From all of your
you can question my circus hands.
That this would parallel the mediums, the spiritists have been doing.
You remain in custody.
Not really. I think about the definition.
When I was a kid, my father got me a job on a farm that made potato foie gras, French paste, fat liver.
The definition
is this old guy used to go around 3-4 times a day, horse feeding ducks. My job was to go around and clean up after the ducks that would explode.
Water,
make this terrible sound. Just pour the dust. Helen, have to go?
You're gonna be good from now on.
You've
said by visualizing with conviction in alpha and beta,
mm-hmm.
you are causing, that is creating.
Oops.
And you talk about how to do science.
What?
When you get
no, Frank! No, she has to learn a lesson! She can't disrespect her host like that! We have to teach her a lesson! She wouldn't drink it! We have to do it once so she learns a lesson, Frank!
She said she needed help. So just relax.
If you don't do it, goddammit, if you don't do it, I'm gonna do it! I know how to do it! No, I'll do it! I can do it! I'll do it, you little wuss!
I said alright!
Is it coming out? Is she drinking it?
Open it, swallow it. That's enough. Give me a bowl.
Yes.
Yeah.
They won't go away. Can't you see that?
Okay.
They're not gonna go away. For God's sake, can't you guess what they're gonna do next?
You sure there's a gun in the house.
Let's play Run, Harry, Run.
Oh, that's a great idea. That'll give you a chance to loosen up your legs.
All you gotta do is,
okay, sir.
What for?
Because if you catch her, she gonna give you...
If she don't have it, she gets the problem. It's fun.
Hello, John.
Hey!
I'm not
chasing you.
Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day. And now, Governor Sandy.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you.
Don't forget.
It's a pleasure to be in the
That's why a very delicate technique is involved in personal inspection. Involved. Easy, it's natural, but it's delicate. And it's easy to lose it. I'm afraid it has been lost completely. It's being revitalized again and again throughout history. Of course, Marsh is unlike dedicated to teaching as many people as possible how to transcend and regain that experience. But unfortunately, we have a society with a certain momentum. We have generations of teachers who've gone to teachers' education, or members of teachers' unions that don't always support educational innovation. So it may take a generation, unfortunately, it may take a generation. Now that simple techniques, universal, non-sectarian, scientifically verified techniques exist to gain enlightenment, it still may take a generation for these life-saving technologies to develop consciousness or reintroduced into education.
You said non-sectarian. Does that mean like non-religious?
You can see there's a new sign they've put over the old one.
The experience of pure consciousness really transcends any one religion or any one
science.
It's a scientifically religious. It is, after all, a state of functioning of the brain, maximally expanded comprehension. It's the direct subjective experience of the scientifically discovered, unified field of all subject research. Is that religious? Perhaps, but it's scientific too. So there's no reason that it should be disbarred from education. Otherwise, we're going to get the same old result. 5% development of our mental potential, another generation of war and terrorism and human cruelty. And that'll go on forever. Until the experience of life's essential unity is bestowed, the brain is properly.
We want to see where we're going to go and what exactly we're going to do.
They're watching us right now.
Yeah, they probably have binoculars trained on us right now.
I'd like to get out of here.
Okay.
Can we go?
We can go.
After seeing the tight security up close, Pat tackles a new vantage point. But this one involves a treacherous hike up a steep 8,000-foot peak that will finally reveal Area 51.
We're getting images of Area 51 in high definition, the likes of which people have never seen before.
For years, the secrets of Area 51 have mystified UFO and military researchers alike. On common satellite images, the details aren't clear. There are several runways, numerous large buildings, and several other nondescript structures.
Well, wait a minute. What about a multi-millionaire, Will?
You're working the wrong side of the street, Harry.
Well, now, wait a minute, Will. I think I've got it this time. How about a baby? A babe in arms. From a babe in arms to a babe in orbit. How's that sound? Hold it, Harry. Hold it.
Condor, you shall fly again.
Of the Daughters of Lesbos.
I gave him a sleeping pill.
You have 2 hours, and then they'll come looking for us. We will have to take some action. They'll find him.
Until
hide
this
him
time,
in the summer
our meetings have been quite social, filled with good conversation, fine wine, and topped off with some wild sexual escapades.
Thank you.
Now, remember what Mommy said. You must go to the funny little man.
We are.
Or the great
quite
big man.
A lesbian.
Or the bad lady.
Dedicated to the proposition.
Even
that
if
women
they call you
Jason.
Beings.
Men have
you
no place in our lives. Not in our sex lives.
Do you promise?
I promise.
We had just finished an excellent dinner. The girls were mellowed by the wine and brandy, but not too mellowed to prevent them from objectively following the course we would all have to take. To anybody seeing us, we looked like a friendly group at an office party, but we didn't feel friendly, anything but. While we chattered, exchanging comments and stories, I thought back to the experience that brought me to this group. It wasn't a quick decision. It was something I had been contemplating for a long time. But the events of that night were the deciding factor.
No, Edna, no.
I had had a dinner date with a man I knew.
It
I waited
work
for
anymore.
Him. But he didn't even have the courtesy to phone the restaurant.
Ever since the first
I was
day
really
we
more
married.
Angry at myself for making the date in the first
place. It was always
than
this mystery about you.
I had walked into a bar.
At least I thought it was a mystery, but it wasn't. It was your retreat. I say to your intellectual fantasies. This house where you hid me away with your books and your dreams.
I really hadn't been there long when I felt his eyes.
Whatever it is that's happening, Edmund.
I knew the pitch was coming and made a quick decision of.
I have the feeling that it was born in that dream you've told me about. And that you, and only you, are in control of it. Now, you've invited your friends here. To destroy me, them, Jason.
It was the standard.
And finally yourself.
Number 101. A little subtle, but no mistaking his meaning. All right. I think.
You see, I'm not afraid to die.
Allow him to get friendly. Warm up to him. Let him feel.
It's Jason, I'm afraid for him.
Then, when he really wanted me so bad that it hurt.
Good lady, you have learned what a woman does when she knows her life is over.
Strong.
You wouldn't let anything happen to Jason.
No, darling. Ever.
He was conveniently staying at the hotel next door to the bar. It was perfect. Should the situation get out of hand, all I would have to do is scream. Hotels don't like young ladies screaming in the rooms. There was no way I could anticipate
You're
what he would do. He must have read me before I read him.
I realized that tonight.
He was prepared for me, all right, with a pre-measured dose of sodium amphetamine in my
There's drink. No point in lying to myself any longer. There are worse things. I could have married a machine. A drunk. Man who loved other women. At least you were gentle. Time's running out, isn't it, Edmund?
The dosage wasn't enough to knock you out. It just kept you aware of what was happening and not able to do a damn thing about it. He was clever, all right.
Bear, can we go home now? You said an hour ago we should go home and I'm tired. All I want to do is go home.
Teddy bears. Oh, come on.
They'd
be
no,
cute
no,
for
the
kids.
No, no, you got enough
kids.
Teddy bears.
All
right. All over the bed in the bedroom. You haven't
done anything with me all night long. You
haven't done
tonight.
Anything all night long.
You
we had hot dogs. We walked on the boardwalk. You had your fortune. Don't worry about my stomach. My stomach's all right.
You're upset, Harry.
No, I'm not.
I'm not leaving here until I get it.
What?
prize, 3 darts for a quarter right here. What do you say? Win a prize for the lady. 3 darts for a quarter. Here you go. Pretty close. Lady, he's got two more. Okay. Oh, very close. That's right.
Are you married?
No, never happened.
Don't get now. Boy, it was the biggest mistake of my life. So big.
How'd you ever get handled with that one?
I don't know. It's a long story. I don't want to tell you, but
take it cool to win or a prize. Pretty easily. They can really just aim a little bit above the ball, and you'll hit them.
So good shot. You say, oh, this is an extreme scoop. And all of a sudden, oh, you're not going to fit it. The Mahajirun is an open-fledged terrorist entity. Speaking of, on the streets, calling for Muslims to jihad against Britain.
You gotta take it easy.
We've been infiltrated by people who want the Quran to replace our constitution.
خطب بتقول ان هم منطلقين للبيت الارض خلاص من المساجد من بعض المساجد
يعني ايه منطلقين للبيت الارض؟
يعني كان واحد بيقول في خطبته ان احنا ذاهبون دلوقتي الى البيت الابيض علشان ان شاء الله ينتصر الاسلام ونحول البيت الابيض الى البيت المسلم
يعني هيروحوا يقتلوا البيت الابيض يعني
لا بسواد الاسلام وافكاره سوف يتغير البيت الابيض.
The vast, vast, vast majority of Muslims who live in America or any of the other Western countries are loyal, good citizens who care about the future of their country and who would never dream of doing anything against the interests of their adopted country. Many of them were born in this country. So the one thing we can't do is stereotype, generalize. What we can do is be worried that there are those from within our own country that have been taught by extremists in extremist mosques and by extremist tapes that you can easily get today to hate the country you live in and to support only the most extreme elements of radical Islam dedicated to the destruction of Western values. That is a serious problem.
Hamas has the largest infrastructure of all terrorist organizations on American soil today.
They are not trying to be part of the American way of life. They are not trying to be part of our culture. They are here with an agenda to make Islam the law of the land.
Just to show where our loyalty belongs to. You see this flag here? It's going to go on the floor. And to us, our loyalty does not belong to this flag. Our loyalty belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Takbir.
It's not illegal, nor should it be. You're able to say death to America. It's protecting speech. And in fact, Islamic groups understand that it is protecting speech.
Don't be afraid to speak out against injustice. In this country, one of the loopholes of this government is to allow the freedom of expression.
But it doesn't immunize those groups from being accountable for the radical views that they espouse.
Of course, not all Muslims. But we've been infiltrated with this kind of agenda. And America has to wake up because we are strangling ourselves.
It was like the end of the world. There was destruction everywhere. People scrambled around in hysterical panic. Cars and buses and taxis were slamming into each other by the
tremendous deception.
Mass confusion reigned here in downtown Metropolis like never before. And the cause of all this?
This is Fort Mascouche,
I don't know what got into me. I didn't mean to cause all that destruction. I'm sorry. So sorry.
The time, 4 a.m. The place, an apartment at 344 Clinton Street in Metropolis, where newscaster Clark Kent has been suffering through a night of fitful sleep.
Phew. That was some nightmare. The city looked like a tornado swept through it. The only trouble was, I was the tornado. After waking up from something like that, I could use a breath of fresh air.
The man that gets out of bed is accustomed to having the problems of the world upon his massive shoulders, whether asleep or awake. For this man, opening the window in his pajamas, is secretly the mighty Superman himself.
Great Krypton! Building scrambling around in mass confusion. Then it wasn't a dream. It was all horribly real.
In stunned disbelief, the Man of Steel switches on his TV in search of some sort of explanation.
And here at the scene, our cameras clearly show the extent of the destruction, indicating it was truly a miracle that no lives were lost, although a small number of people were injured. And as unthinkable as it is to believe, all the eyewitnesses name the same culprit, Superman.
That's impossible. What do you say? I was here asleep.
The mayor and law enforcement officials are said to be meeting right now to discuss what sort of action should be taken against Superman for this despicable display of superpowers on a rampage. As soon as a decision is reached, WGBS TV will relay the information to you viewers.
And we believe that they need to be equipped.
Here in the wake of chaos,
just barraged with all of this negative influence, and they need to be told the truth.
Thank you, Lois.
And this book that my husband's written, we hope will encourage them and equip them with the truth and the courage that they're going to need to stand up and fight this culture war. It's serious today, and it's not getting any better. The funny thing is, and I think that you probably know this, there's these Chuck Norris facts out, so it's really reconnected my husband with the youth today. It's all part of God's plan, and it's really exciting just to see him be able to have a platform to speak into their life.
I have kind of a joke there. You know, one of the Chuck Norris facts is that America's not a democracy, it's a Chucktatorship. And I said, now, if that was true, I would go to Washington and I'd line up every member of Washington, and then I'd have Ron Paul, who I believe is one of the more honest politicians back there. I'd say, Ron, point out the honest politicians and the dishonest ones. And we'd go down the line, he'd say, he's honest, he's corrupted. I'd walk up to him, I'd say, you're fired. And if he didn't move immediately, I would choke him unconscious and roll him over to the side there. The millennials love this.
I thought you would have a firing squad.
You'll never ruin a woman's existence again the way you ruined
Hans. How come he was talking about the borders? You're really concerned
about
illegal
immigration. Does that mean anything to you?
Tell us about it.
That poor girl lost her life for falling in love with you. It was so depraved.
I believe the first thing we do.
A man who was drunk with horrible perversion. You treated her like a piece of shit. You humiliated her, shamed her, exploited her, even though you knew how fragile she was, how sensitive. She didn't have the strength to resist you, but she couldn't live without you. You made her kill herself. Look me in the face, Carlo. Do you know who I am? I'm the sister of Françoise, the only person to stand by her always and befriend her. You killed that wonderful girl. And now I'm going to see to it that you don't kill any more girls like her. You were completely conscious of just how much you were hurting Françoise. I've thought murdering you was the best way out. But no, you don't deserve such an easy way out. I'm giving you the worst punishment I know, the one you deserve, your masculine prowess, which is so powerful and so pitiful. The thing you treasure more than anything in the world. That's how I'm going to punish you, Carlo. Castrated, you'll be totally impotent. It's ironical. Yes, it is, because the orgies I put on were only for you, and they will always linger in your mind, but only to haunt you and torment you, because you'll have no release. Now you're helpless, aren't you, Carlo? I'm going to crush you the same way you humiliated Françoise. When you're free, you can do what you like to me. I don't care. I'll have had my revenge, and that's all that matters to me. I've got no more reason left. I know what it was like.
Me and my wife, Martha, had a little baby girl, so pretty and good, we couldn't believe. And another kid on the way. But when Martha had this one, something went wrong. This thing she gave me, something happened. He was so big. He came out sideways and almost tore poor Martha apart.
He weighed 20 pounds and was hairy as a monkey.
When he was 10 years old, he was big as I was. Accidents were happening all the time. Dogs falling in the well. I even found chickens with their heads bit off. Then in August of 1939, I was in town getting supplies. the whole damn house burned to the ground.
And I also do janitorial work.
Well, little baby girl was a cinder when I found her. But this monster kid wasn't even singed. I knew he'd done it. I hit him with a tire iron and I spit his face wide open.
How bad was it?
I thought I'd killed him.
I was afraid they'd come and take me away.
So I took him out on the desert and I left him there.
Little devices.
I figured if he wasn't dead, he couldn't live more than 2 hours out there in that heat. And then it would all be over with.
And you think his ghost is still trying to track you? That was a long time ago.
Long enough for him to steal a whore that nobody had missed. Long enough to raise a passel of wild kids. Long enough for a devil kid to grow up to be a devil man.
Putting it on your face and,
This has been cited as one of the reasons why so many of the most vicious sex crimes are perpetrated by marijuana users. Crimes of robbery, burglary, and homicide are also common in these cases, and the police found that individuals are usually under the influence of marijuana when a person tries his first injection of heroin. Marijuana exaggerates whatever mood a person may be in. It gives him a delusion of greatness, strength, and influence. He conceives of himself as a talented artist or an enchanted
man. Yeah, go get another doctor.
Aware of the meaningless merits of this trial and the evidence and suspicion resulting thereof.
This rock and roll.
All right.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Yes. Whoa, Dave's got the headphones on.
One of my favorite pairs of big, sorry, one of my favorite terrors of big natural. It's important, and I probably shouldn't say.
Report on the sentence and the trial by torment that this tribunal of the Holy Inquisition instituted against said Baron Batavia for heresy and the instigation of heresy, for practicing dogmatism, for having used witchcraft, superstition, and conjuring, for depraved and dishonest men, for having employed the art of necromancy, invoking the dead, and trying to foretell the future through the use of torture. For having seduced married women and maidens. Having taken note of the facts of this trial, we sentence Count Vitalius to be subjected to torment as far as is justified. And we warn him that if during said torment he should be maimed in any way, or should die, or his blood should be drawn in carrying out the sentence, this would serve as proof of his guilt and show that he had not repented. As soon as he was informed of this sentence, the accused declared that he actually welcomed the decision and that this holy tribunal could torment him all at once. And therefore, he was conducted to the torture chamber, and his arms were crushed behind his back. The rope was then tightened by being twisted 30 times in a row, but the accused merely laughed with disdain at the act of justice. Because of this whole defiance, he was then laid upon the rack, and with his arms and legs almost torn from his body, he continued to make jest of our holy authority. When the inquisitors witnessed this spectacle, they ordered that the torment be ceased. But since they felt that he had not received sufficient punishment, they ordered that the torture be repeated whenever deemed necessary. When the accused was notified of this decision, he declared that he would welcome as much torment as we wished to give him. At that time, his bonds were cut, and he was taken to a small jail cell close to the torture chamber, from where he has been brought to this room to receive our decision and our sentence. And now, as if our justice had not been sufficiently ridiculed, a witness has come before this tribunal to defend the accused. This is the epitome of all brazen defiance, Lord Inquisitor. Now tell me, are we going to stand for it? We order the witness to be brought before us in the secret chamber. The
been given to understand that you have come before us to present evidence in defense of the accused.
That is the truth, Lord Inquisitor.
And do you know, young man, that he who presents himself before the tribunal of the Holy Inquisition in this country is under the obligation to have a full knowledge of the truth and to tell only the truth at all times?
I know, sir. I shall.
Then let us hear your story. Who are you?
My name is Marcos Miranda. I first saw light in a village called Quiana in Portugal.
And what do you have to say in favor of the accused?
I'd like to say that I know that Baron Vitellius is an honorable man, Your Grace. A man of many virtues, respected for his knowledge, that he is dedicated to the promotion of fine arts and science. He has helped the downtrodden people in this new land.
Have you ever heard anything more absurd, Lord Inquisitor?
Marcos Miranda, the farce that you have tried to perpetrate has earned you the punishment of 200 lashes, which will be applied immediately in the torture chamber.
Established in New Spain, has seen fit to condemn the impenitent Baron Vitellius of Estera to be dressed in the clothing of shame bearing symbols of fight. He will undergo personal debasement before the people. All his lands and possessions will be confiscated. And finally, he will be burned to death in an open field.
If my body is to be burned, it will be without shame.